Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. Now here is your host, John Wetzler.
Welcome back, everybody, here on Wednesday night at Nat's Landing. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with your head coach, Brandon Derrick, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm John Wetzler, on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we've been every Wednesday, at 7:30. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Parker's, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Shell and Hogan, and by our host, Nat's Landing, who always does a great job for us. And now joining us is head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, head coach Brandon Derrick.
That's like a loud crowd, right?
Yeah!
It's awesome.
Thank you for coming out. Woo! Well, Coach, homecoming was
over.
It's over.
Yes.
But it was also, I would say, it was a more exciting game than maybe we wanted it to be.
Yes. I would think that. I think some people were excited that it was an exciting game. Me, I've got more gray hair on my head and beard than I did because of the game. But overall, I thought homecoming week was a great week. I thought the kids had a great time. It was very festive. They had the parade. We did expend quite a bit of energy last week for all the festivities with the kids, but I think it was great for the school and the community. I think everybody had a great time and enjoyed it. I think the lower school really had a good time having the parade, and things like that. But at the same time, we had a football game to play. And as I think Coach Burkett said at one point, I think we were still worried about Superhero Day there about midway through the second quarter. And finally, we decided to wake up and be a superhero and play a little football.
Yeah. Well, you got to do these things. We've got a junior class this year that is distinctive in the numbers of the arsenal we have, that we hope to be that way next year as seniors, which is even more, I would assume, formidable among our competitors than you're going to find very often. So having these homecoming events and participating in them might inspire another set of 20.
To
be in one particular class.
Yeah.
To carry us forward, which is what we need to, so.
Yeah, as with us, our junior class is very, very talented right now. But, I think our seniors have done a great job. And moving forward, homecoming-wise, after that big win, I think now, that we're 3-0 and we've got a chance to be the undisputed, undefeated region champion this year, and that's been our goal, is not have a loss and have to see what the outcome was going to be for anybody or play points or any of that stuff. But for us, is to be 4-0, and so, we enjoyed it. I think the kids enjoyed it, and I took 24 hours to catch my breath. I don't know how much I enjoyed it, but I caught my breath, and we went right back to work on Sunday, and I feel like we got a good game plan going into this week.
Well, you are listening to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We talked a little bit before we started the show about how the closeness of the game really did not reflect the level of dominance that we had the potential throughout the game to maintain. There was some things, some slip-ups, some things we're going to learn from, obviously, as we go into this week and prepare for our expectation to be undefeated in the region and start playing some teams that are going to be a little more refined we've seen the last few weeks.
Like I said last week, you give somebody hope, they feel like they got a chance. And we've got to learn to go ahead and take people's dreams and crush them right there on the field. And we gave Bully Cope one second play of the game. We fumble. They feel good about it. We just missed the deep ball down the sideline on the first play of the game. If we score right there and go up 7-0,
yeah,
it could have been a lot different. And so we missed that play. Then we fumble, and they get excited. They drive down. They score to their, you don't take anything away from them. They did drive down and put it in. But, then I think we ran 5 offensive plays in the first 18 minutes of the first half. We went 3-and-out on the next series. They got the ball and took it down the field and scored again and was up 14-0. And then I think the light came on with the kids, and we decided we was going to decide to participate and play. And so offense kind of took the ball, went right back down, scored, made it 14-7. Defense went out, got us the ball back after a controversial, I don't know what it wasn't very controversial. I knew the rule. I don't know why the referees didn't.
Punt had to go past the line of scrimmage.
I still don't understand how they could. I've had this happen twice in my career, and both times they tried to give it to the other team, and I've had to argue until I'm red in the face and look like I'm about to pass out and die. But we got the ball back and went right back down.
Well,
the score.
You won your case.
I won my timeout back. That was even better. I had a chuckle under my breath as I was walking at halftime. I heard the opposing coach, head coach, complaining about me getting my timeout back, and I thought, yeah, at least I got you on something tonight.
Yeah.
You've been telling that one referee on your sideline to call every penalty there could be under the sun on us, so I figured at least I could get my timeout back, and it paid off big for us because we used them all, and we did a really good job of managing the clock and driving down with under a minute and scoring, and the kids did a good job. We just took the ball right down the field. We didn't panic either. We got sacked on the first thing, and we're back at second down 18. And I saw him drop to a 3-man front and move the linebackers back and went to a 4 shell and cover 4, trying to play a shell coverage. And so we ran the draw with Jalen, and he picked up about 16 on the next play. And on 4th-and-2, we just hammered it up in there and got the first down, moved chains, and then the kids executed really well and put it in. So 14-14 at the half. I think we felt like we had the momentum back in our favor. But, at the same time, we also felt like we gave them some of the momentum and then come out and we played like we were supposed to play in that third quarter. We took 2 drives, went in the end zones up 28-14. And still, it was a good reflection. Even in the fourth quarter, they weren't doing anything against us. But we just turned the ball over twice inside the 10-yard line, which if we punched those in, it's 42-14 and it's Katie barred the door. But we kept turning the ball over. One at the 8-yard line, one at the 5. You can't turn the ball over in those situations. Even if we kick a field goal right there, it puts it 3. They have to get 3 possessions to score. And, we had a chance to put the knife in them and put them away, but we didn't. And so, again, it goes back to what we talked about. You can't give them hope. If you give them hope, they feel like they got a chance. And once we figure out how to crush people's dreams and take their hopes away from them, we'll be all right.
Well, I think we're getting better every week. There is more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But right now, we're going to take some time for a word from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season, Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederick Academy football. And, of course, enjoy the flip-flop atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at HeronDS.com.
H&H Lifestyles on St. Simons is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Frederick Academy Knights 2017 football season. From first downs and touchdowns to kickoffs and playoffs, the H&H team will be cheering on the Frederica team. H&H Lifestyles, appliances, bedding, audio, video, electrical, and security, located in Retreat Plaza on St. Simons Island. Go Knights!
Well, welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm John Wetzler, on location from Nat's Landing here on St. Simons, where we've been all season and will continue to be. This segment is brought to you by our host, Nat's Landing, by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Heron Document Systems, and by H&H Lifestyles. Sorry, Coach. Well, let's talk about next week. Last year we played at well, 2 years ago we played at Edmund Burke. We beat them handily. This last year we beat them handily. What are they looking like this year as far as their talent and threats and that sort of thing?
They're much improved from the last 2 years. I feel like they've done a really good job. Coach Phillips has done a good job up there doing what they do and trying to match his personnel with his scheme. I think they've done a good job. They're going to run a lot of wing T stuff. You know, they're going to run trap. They're going to run buck sweep. They're going to run F sweep. They're going to run down. But then they mix in some option. They run midline. They run inside and outside gear with a quarterback. They're going to pitch it, try to get it on the perimeter. The kid's young. I think he's a freshman as a quarterback. So we have to play assignment football. You know, can't get our eyes in the backfield. We got to read our keys and we got to fly the football on defense. And for them defensively, that we're going to see what we've been seeing the last 2 weeks. We're getting another 4-4 look, four down linemen. They usually play in 2-5 techniques. If not, they might shift and play a head up when we get a tight end on the ball in the game. And so they'll play a head up technique and 2-4s and then a 9 technique on the tight end on that side. I'm using a lot of coaching jargon there, but for me, it's something that we've really repped it here now for the third week. So the offensive game plan has not really changed. The only thing we got to do better is just protect football and come out and play with some energy and play downhill fast and hard and try to go out and set the tone. If we do that, I think we're okay. You know, it's going to be their senior night, so they're going to have some, they're going to be excited and they're going to want to shock the world, you know, but, we can't let nobody go out there and shock the world. We just got to go take the shock and awe right out of them, run off the bat and go play. And I think we can. You know, our kids offensively this week's had a pretty crisp practice. Defensively, it's a hard thing to mix in the wing tee and then work assignment football with the option. As most people know, when they play Georgia Tech, when you watch them play them on Saturdays, you see some of the best teams in the country struggle trying to stop the option.
Or anybody that plays Georgia Southern, even if it's Alabama.
Right. I mean, the biggest thing, though, for them and us is they can't cut us down the field. You know, they can't go out there and hit people in the knees outside the box. So, for us, you know, you got to block us up top. So, and really just playing assignment football. When they run dive, we got guys that's got to be responsible for diving. They have to take dive. We got guys that's got to scrape for quarterback. They got to have quarterback. Guys that's got to play pitch. Got to run through the outside shoulder, play leverage, take that pitch count on. And if we do that, you know, it makes it a long night for an option team. And I feel like our kids, you know, Coach Riquette and Coach Stafford and those guys do a good job of getting them in the right spots. We just have to go out and execute and read it, not get our eyes in the backfield. The wing tee is a deceptive offense. They want you to look at the backfield and chase the guy running around in motion and all that. All you have to do is read the guards. When the guards pull, fly and field, and you'll have a heyday. And for us, you know, we faced it against Trinity, and I think Trinity had 40 yards in the first three quarters trying to run the wing tee.
Well, our first game, we faced it every play.
Yeah.
I mean, they pulled a guard, and that's exactly where they went with a vanguard of 300-pound athletes.
Yeah, they were a little different pulling it. This bunch here doesn't have 290-pound linemen pulling out through there that blot out the sun when they're running around. So
yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so we'll be a little. We won't have 290-pound lineman or a 345-pound offensive tackle crushing people down inside that look like the Undertaker with this bunch. You know, if you do that, and that's what we've been coached to do, then I think the kids will be fine, and we'll do a good job. I expect us to do a good job, and but my expectations will be my demand. You know, at the same time, so I think our kids will play really well.
Well, you are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I think that the chess match of what you were talking about as far as reacting, you know, you talk about read and react on offense and defense and some of the adjustments you made last week and some of the ways that you're going to have to be prepared to deal with a wing tee and all the confusion, really, that is associated with it, that misdirection kind of stuff, in a tight little group of people that make it, they just create confusion, right? And so it's almost like you just got to, you know, even whatever technique you're on, you gotta penetrate, you gotta know your, like you said, you gotta know what your general assignment is, but you gotta be quicker off the ball, you gotta be able to get that leverage, like you were saying. Even if you can make up for not being in a perfect position by leverage, by technique, by the fundamental stuff that you guys work on, it's universal.
Yeah, the biggest thing we talk about all the time is who we're leveraging, how we leverage, and where we're going to leverage people at. The thing is, I'll brag on our kids, our defensive team speed is pretty fast,
and that makes up for a lot. That gives us a lot of grace.
And I'll say this: our two inside guys at linebackers and our outside linebackers do a really good job of playing. The outside guys do a good job of containing where they play off, play up, and do what they need to. And then Harry and Deke in the middle, we keep them at 5 yards off the football. And we play some teams that run a quarterback sneak. They can't even get a half a yard on the quarterback sneak with our guys starting up 5 yards behind the ball. You know, and so. That gives you, that's a credit to how quickly our guys can read and find the ball, but at the same time, we keep them back there so they don't get caught up in the mess like you're talking about, and so we can scrape over the top of stuff and fly and fill. And it's like I told them the other day, if every time the team hands the ball off, they get 1 yard, it's still going to be 4th and 7 or 4th and 6. So they're going to punt, so it ain't going to matter if they get 1 yard.
Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of times people get caught up with wanting to make a tackle on the backfield or squeeze the line of scrimmage and it gets you caught up in the trash. So we really harp on keeping our space and letting our speed play into it. Our secondary is pretty quick. Our safeties do a good job reading stuff and flying to the ball. We've gotten better and better the last 2 or 3 weeks after Trinity of knowing our keys and reading our keys. So the key is don't get your eyes in the backfield. Read the guys you're supposed to read and get to the football mad. It's been really our biggest thing is get there ready with an attitude and go play. And, you know, I think they've done a pretty good job of that the last couple of weeks.
Well, my philosophy when you're playing an offense like Georgia Tech or Georgia Southern or like we're facing this week is more of an, I call it the Angry Birds philosophy of defense. You got to have somebody go in there like that big black Angry Bird that just blows everything up. You know, you need like Harry to come in there, and then you need Rhett to clean it up.
Yeah.
You know, you need that big bird that explodes.
That's
just get in there and bust up that vanguard.
Yeah, for us, that's what we call attacking the mesh point. And that quarterback comes down the line and puts that ball out. We want our guys not just to hit the dive guy, but to hit the quarterback and run through him. Like you said, that big angry bird, get that guy off, make him pitch the ball quickly.
Yeah.
Then everybody can react to the pitch guy because it's not going anywhere else.
Yeah, and they're off their sink. And,
yeah.
You know, when you get in there and can bust that up, that's the only way that you can get them off of their routine.
Yeah.
Which is hard.
Right. But I think our guys do a good job of that when we played the option this past couple times. Trinity tried to run a little bit of it, and they were very unsuccessful. Doing it because our kids did a really good job and
penetrating, and you know, I couldn't be more impressed with the way our defensive secondary is, you know, reading the ball, reacting, watching the keys. I mean, you could tell last week that quarterback forecasted every single play.
Yeah,
and I thought that our guys did a pretty good job being able to to feel what was happening because of his body language, because it was, I could tell every single time where he was throwing the ball, he made eye contact with his target and did not break eye contact with his target. And you know, we did a good job despite, you know, we won. And despite some things that we could do better, I feel like we're learning more how to key on those tendencies, and you guys are teaching them that.
Our safeties are getting a lot better at that, reading number three, reading number two. Our corners play a huge role in that, and the way our coverage is designed. But I mean, we can talk about that a little bit more here. I know we got to go to the message here in just a second.
Well, we are going to be right back on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
For years, Shell and Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shell and Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shell and Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island, or give them a call at 638-9031.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show for our last segment here with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Again, I'm John Wetzler on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's Island in the always exciting destination spot of Redfern Village, and even more exciting destination spot of Nat's Landing, our host. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med One, by Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Shell and Hogan. We were talking a little bit at the break about some of the ways that you're seeing the maturity of your defense and reading cues, reading tendencies, you know, understanding assignments, and actually following through on that without having to be yelled at all the time. So we're making improvement, is what you're saying.
Yeah. There was a little bit of yelling after the Trinity game when we were not delivering, as we call delivering the number one receiver, outside receiver, to our safety that plays over the top. We were giving up the 12 to 15 yard intermediate pass play, and our corner wasn't getting a jam on number one to keep him off track. So we've worked pretty hard the last 2 weeks to deliver that guy to our safety. And I know that when y'all think deliver, that's like we're going to take him to him, but it's not. We beat him up, and that gives our safety time to get over the top and play everything. And so we play a hybrid scheme defensively. It's more of a Nick Saban type defense where we're reading guys and deliver them in certain spots.
Yeah, you're neutralizing, you know. It's almost like when you play against Michael Vick, you know, you got to stay on your assignment. You can't get sucked in,
right?
You know.
Yeah, and then that's what we really worked on, is focusing on those guys. And so our safeties, like we're saying, is they've done a really good job of reading the number three and the number two. And when we talk about that, we look at our receivers and we count the guy on the outside is number one and the middle guy's two and the next guy's three. So if we get 3-1 side, that safety, we got safeties reading the different numbered receivers and taking cover one, and the corner's got to deliver him, and he's reading this guy. And it's an intricate scheme when you get in there on the board. And the kids, it took them a while to figure out what we were talking about. Now I think they've gotten a lot better at it. At the same time, we have to play run, because in high school, about 80% of the plays are run plays, not pass plays. So at the same time, we have to deliver these people and put pressure on the outside shoulder of these guys and play the run. So when you think about it, these kids have about a half a second to start making reads and use their hands and get guys where they're supposed to be. And so we've worked on it tremendously to get better, you know, on defense. And I feel like our defense has done a really good job. And I think that the offense has done a good job of complementing our defense. And it seems like no one side is usually down.
Yeah.
You know, one's either playing really good, and the other one, this might be just playing. And when we talked about that today, and I think that right now with the way what we've got going on, we play a lot of Iron Man football. We got guys playing a lot, both ways a lot. And so for when the offense runs onto the field, you got a lot of skill guys that are playing both ways and linemen playing both ways. You know, once we can get that board, we can complement each other and play solid on both sides of the ball the whole time. I think we're an outstanding football team. And we talked about that today. Coach Stafford and I were talking about that. And he was like, what do you think's the difference? I said, I think at big high schools, you got 11 kids that play offense, and they get to make an adjustment in between offense and defensive series.
Right.
I get to make an adjustment.
Sit by the cool fan and take a blow.
I get to make an adjustment while they're sprinting back to play defense or going offense, and I'm grabbing them by the shirt and saying, come here, we got to do this right here, and this, 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 and this.
Right.
And it's a little bit more challenging for me to make an adjustment as the game's going and for our coaches. So you'll see us talking to the O-line, Mason and Mike and all those guys that are out there, and say, listen, if Matt's out there playing, we have to say, listen, you got to tell Matt he's got to do this, or you got to tell Tyler to do this. And so those guys are our message board. And be honest, Mike Kendall does a great job of doing that and at the center spot, because he's had to do it all year, and he's been doing it for 2 years. So he knows what the sounding board's got to be like up front. They're giving us this. We got to get this guy blocked. We didn't block it this way this week. They're giving us a different look. So, you know,
I've never been on a team where the center wasn't one of, if not the most intelligent person on the team.
Usually
that has been the case.
He's very smart, and he's very physical. I don't know if you watch him much on Friday night. We got to watch him on film. He likes to put people on their back and then set on them or push them back in the dirt and laugh at them and do some things. And so that's a big plus for us. Is our offensive line has done a really good job as an entire group. They're pretty tight group. And I've noticed in high school football, if the offensive line is a tight knit group, you have a pretty good team.
Okay, tell me a Super Bowl team that has had success consistently that hasn't been led by the offensive line. I can't think of.
That's true.
I mean, you think of the Dallas dynasty, and the leadership on the team is the offensive line. You think about the Pittsburgh Steelers back in the 70s and 80s, and the Bears, you know, in the 80s, and you think about San Francisco. You're talking about dominant offensive linemen and tight ends and,
yeah,
you know, people that are in the trenches that are enabling all these other skill players to be able to shine because of the formidable consistency and leadership of a line that is in control on the field.
I don't think our offensive line ever panics. I don't know if they know how to panic much. They might be some of the coolest guys out there. Just they're gonna take what we get, and we're gonna go and. The good thing about it is, when I call a play, when we break the huddle, we think we're going to score on every single play. And we have the capability to score on every single play. And so, you know, we were talking about it. We're a team that, yeah, we might have a 7 or 8 play drive, but in that 7 or 8 plays, somewhere along the line, we've had 2 big plays that are chunk plays. Like, we're going to get 15 to 20 yards in some of those somewhere, but, you know, we're not a team that's going to grind it out and get 2 or 3 yards here and there and line up and do that. But we're going to get some big plays and some big chunks. So I think we got a good chance of doing that again this Friday. And offensively, we've gotten better and better every week. The biggest thing for us is don't turn the football off.
Well, this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're coming towards the end. We've got a few minutes left. We've covered last week and we talked a little bit about what to expect this week. As far as just general preparing for a game that, you certainly don't want to ever give your kids the impression that any game is not going to be a challenge. So what do you do when you know that you've got the talent to win, to go to somebody else's place, you know you've got the potential to win, making sure that everybody doesn't, sit back and expect to be entitled to a win? I mean, what do you do about that as a coaching staff to make sure that everybody understands, I don't care if we're playing Valwood or Edmund Burke or Bullock, I mean, what kind of things do you guys do to make sure that we don't lie? I listened to Nick Saban's press conference after last week, and he said, look, I don't know where this idea came that we're going to beat everybody by 60 points, because it certainly has not come from a member of this coaching staff.
Right.
We're here to win a football game, and sometimes we have more success than others. We're undefeated. It was actually the only press conference I actually was amused by listening to Nick Saban, because he usually blames everybody else for everything, and stuff. But what do you do along those lines to make sure that you drown out the noise and do the same things every week?
We go in and challenge the kids, I've said it at the radio show probably now for the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's not the opponent that's our challenge. It's us.
Right.
That's our challenge. Friday night, if we don't turn the ball over, we would have ran Bullock off the field. If we go play good, we will dominate people. The challenge is to challenge your kids to go out there and execute at the highest, at the greatest expectation that they can play at. I don't think we've played a complete game. I think we've played some quarters and a half here and there. And it would kind of give you an example of us. When we play a quarter and a half, we can score 28 or 35 points in a quarter and a half against good teams.
Yeah.
But I think Nick Saban said it best. You set goals within your program. And you don't worry about the outside noise, what people are writing or what people are saying or what they're calling anybody or any of that other stuff. You set your goals and you set a bar. And that's what I was saying earlier. My expectations are here. So we're going to go and I'm going to demand you to meet these expectations at this point. And so we're not worried about the opponent. We're going to practice to beat the opponent. We're going to go over their schemes. But if we take care of our business and what we do, then we're going to be a good football team. And I've been saying that since I started. If our kids, get to this point, they buy in and they want to execute it 100%. And if our offensive linemen block everybody 100% of the time, it's going to be a really good night on offense.
Yeah.
And so our goal is to go out and out-achieve what we did the week before as a team. And I think our kids start to understand that a little bit, that we are and can be in a class by ourselves if we go out and take care of our business, which is mainly us.
Yeah.
Like I said, focus on the game, not on the chatter in the game.
Right.
Just go do your job, knock that person's head off, line back up, pick him up,
yeah,
pat him off, say, listen, you're going to get dirty tonight because we're going to knock you down a lot.
Yeah.
But you just want to stand here and take it, and you pick him back up, and you go get in the huddle, and you do it again over and over and over again. And I think that is our obstacle, is don't shoot ourselves in the foot and go play.
Yeah, absolutely. And, as we talked at the very beginning of the show, I anticipate that as we start to face more competitive opponents in the playoffs, they are going to probably be increasingly willing to play mind games with attempts to provoke and attempts to try to neutralize talent through through penalties and provocations and things that we've just, as the players have got to decide before it happens, you know, what you're going to do. It's like when Jesus said, when somebody smacks you in the face, you got to turn the other cheek. Outside the whistles, yeah, we got to do that. And then we got to, if we want vengeance, it needs to be within the rules on the next play.
Right.
And it's hard sometimes if somebody tries to squeeze your nose off, you know, underneath the pile, you want to try to squeeze theirs back, but that's when you get caught, and that's when it costs you the ball game.
Right. It's all about focus. Like I said, just focus and let your helmet and shoulder pads do the talking. I tell the kids that all the time. Like you said, just go out there. When they blow the whistles and snap the ball, listen. Do what you got to do. Take care of business. And I think our kids are, we're going to get there. You know, we got this game and it's going to be an obstacle, but at the same time, it's something, it's a learning experience every Friday night for us and our kids. So everybody's 14 and 18, between 14 and 18 years old. So everybody's still learning.
Yeah. I mean, you know, raising three boys, you know, I'm like, look, before you guys get in a fuss with each other over something, you come and calmly tell me what the problem is, and we can do that with referees. You know, if somebody's doing something that is totally inappropriate, instead of punching them in the face, we can go to the referee calmly and say, Mr. Referee, I just want you to know that this guy just stuck his finger in my eyeball and tried to blind me.
Yeah.
Just letting you know, because if he does it again, you know, I'd appreciate you paying attention.
Yeah.
About it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We tried to tell the referees that last Friday night. Yeah. I don't know if they were paying attention.
No, I don't think they were either.
But we'll be all right. We'll get better.
Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure as always. And thank you all for coming out here again at NACS for the Fred Ricky Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please continue to come out on Wednesday nights to NATS on St. Simon's in Redfern Village. Join us at 7:30 for the Brandon Derrick Coaching Show. Signing off, I'm John Wessler.